The impact of technology is prompting businesses to rethink everything from marketing to customer service. But what does the business landscape of the future actually look like? Find out when we return to the Transformation Minute from Comcast Business.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Big tech is looking to ramp up its influence in Washington, and it's got a big boost in its lobbying efforts to prove it. As antitrust scrutiny grows, we're looking at how tech giants like Facebook and Amazon are trying to present a positive message to Washington with the help of some big money. More on this after these tech headlines. AT&T reaches a truce with activist investor Elliott Management, the corporation that had been pressuring the telecom company to revamp its strategy. AT&T said its longtime chairman and CEO, Randall Stephenson, will stay on through next year as part of the deal, but the company also promised to perform a review of its portfolio, avoid major acquisitions, and pay down debt from its 2018 takeover of Time Warner. Quarterly profit and revenue fell from a year ago as AT&T deals with the challenges of moving beyond its traditional telephone business. The core cell phone business gained subscribers, but more than 1 million customers abandoned its DirecTV unit. Spotify finance chief Barry McCarthy is retiring. In his role, he oversaw the company's direct stock listing and guided the streaming giant through its first year and a half on the public market. Paul Vogel, head of investor relations, is set to take over as CFO in mid-January. Mr. McCarthy, who has been the company's number two since 2015, will rejoin Spotify's board pending shareholder approval. The move comes as the company posted better-than-expected user growth in the 3 months that ended September 30th and raised its outlook for the current quarter. In an effort to broaden its offering of wearable products, Apple is introducing a high-end version of its AirPods wireless earbuds. They're called AirPods Pro, and will cost $249. The addition of a Pro line of AirPods follows the company's tradition of offering a high-end, pricier model of a core product and a lower-priced entry version with fewer features. Apple offers Pro versions of its Mac computer, iPad tablets, and iPhone lines. The AirPods Pro have a new design with ear tips that Apple says conform to each individual's ears. They also have noise cancellation capabilities to eliminate background noise, longer battery life, and a mode that allows users to listen to music while also hearing the environment around them. The new AirPods are available to order now and can be purchased at Apple stores starting October 30th. We note the Dow Jones, publisher of The Wall Street Journal, has a commercial agreement to supply news through Apple services. Coming up, as big tech continues to face big scrutiny in Washington, a look at how companies like Facebook, Amazon, and Apple are ramping up their lobbying efforts.
Welcome back to the Transformation Minute from Comcast Business. How will the business landscape of the future look different from where we are today? We asked Denise Hasty, SVP of Comcast Business.
There's been a major paradigm shift across all industries. In banking, expect to see virtual financial experts for financial consulting and planning. They'll be communicating with their customers via video. At the same time, authentication will likely evolve to use biometrics. Passwords may actually become a thing of the past.
Lobbying expenditures by Facebook, Amazon, and Apple are on pace to hit record highs this year as big tech takes new steps to present a positive message to Washington. Joining us now to talk more about the big cash these tech giants are spending in D.C. these days is Wall Street Journal reporter Ryan Tracy. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. So you write about how there is a lot of money being poured into Washington by big tech these days. How much heavier are these tech giants lobbying as of late? Can you give us a sense of just how much of a ramp up this has become?
Sure, it's significant, particularly for Amazon and Facebook, which are now the number one and number two corporate lobbyists in the U.S., according to the Center for Responsive Politics. And those numbers are through the first three quarters of 2019. Significant jumps from what those firms have spent in previous years. And a lot of that has to do with the scrutiny they're under in Washington.
Can we point directly to that? Is there more at work here?
Well, there's a number of things these companies want in Washington that causes them to spend more on lobbying One of those things is, of course, to respond to the scrutiny that they're under, whether it's privacy violations, whether it's their market power, and whether they deserve to be broken up, as some have suggested. But there's also kind of parochial things that each of them want. So Facebook is launching a new cryptocurrency and wants to make sure that Congress doesn't get in the way of that. Amazon wants to win more government business and so wants to have some influence over federal spending. So depending on the company, you might have different sets of issues, but there's certainly some broad concern in Washington about the tech industry generally.
Right. And lately, you know, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, he's certainly been a regular presence in D.C. these days. Not surprising considering the influx of probes big tech is contending with. So we see that this also becomes a way of sending a positive message to Washington. How else are these big tech companies doing this?
Yeah, so the numbers that we're quoting, Facebook up 25% in the first 9 months of this year compared to last year, for example, Amazon up 16%. These numbers reflect the amount of time and the amount of money that those companies are spending on lobbying. But of course, lobbying is just one part of what they do. They do a lot of advertising in Washington. For example, we've seen Google ads all over subway stations in D.C. here the past few months touting its privacy controls. Google spent less on lobbying this year, but clearly its ad campaigns are going strong. And the companies also are doing events around small businesses that use their products, meetings with lawmakers, and all types of and a number of other things to try to get that positive message out.
Right. And, you know, you mentioned Libra and the whole crypto game. You know, as these companies expand their ambitions, it's clear DC and big tech will have all the more issues to work out. How else do you see the two having to work together in the future?
Well, it's interesting. One of the things that companies are trying to do is get lawmakers some more face time with their senior officials, in particular Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg has been to D.C. the last three times in the last month and a half or so. I talked to one Democrat who, after a congressional hearing last week in which Democrats were very critical of Mr. Zuckerberg, this lawmaker said, you know, actually, I feel better about Facebook after having met with him. So that's a big part of the strategy as well, is to get some face time with Congress and with policymakers, and, you know, also to talk privately with the congressional staff and the staff at regulators that are looking into these companies.
Very good. Ryan Tracy, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
For more on Journal reporter Ryan Tracy's article, head to WSJ.com. That's it for the tech news briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.